When Betty Ann Border's husband joined the Air Force, like many military spouses, she found herself trying to balance the couple's jobs and family planning with their frequent moves. So, to make things easier, she enlisted too. Today on Veterans Voices, Air Force veteran Betty Ann Borders of Dayton tells her daughter, Judy Atlaw, about her service during a time when the Air Force was becoming more inclusive.
Dad joined in 71.
Probably. He wanted to make a career out of the Air Force. And so because up to that point, we had moved almost every year, it required me to find a new job every year. And we discussed it and decided that if I was, and the Air Force had just opened up so that they would do joint spouse assignments if married couples wanted to go in. So with that, that was a great lead-in for us to go ahead for me to join the Air Force. And that way I would not have to be moving to a new job or finding a new career every year. So
the portability of being able to follow him around and not
with
having
a job.
With a job, that's mm-hmm. what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So that it was more of a stable situation. It wasn't downtime in between one job and another and moving
right.
from here to there.
And not only the joint spouse promise, but we could stay in if we were pregnant. That up to that point, that had not been allowed. So if I was married and got pregnant, I could still stay in. So, but yeah, that was... And in basic training, we went, our group, our squad, was one of the first ones to go through the obstacle course. Now, the men always go through that, but the women had not, as a general rule, done that.
So your group was all women going through basic
absolutely.
Training?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And we had to do the obstacle course. And being an older person in there, you know, with these 19, 20, 21-year-olds, I felt like I had to do well.
So you had to shine a little bit brighter.
Yeah. I couldn't give up. Some of them, you know, climbing the ropes or hand over hand on the ropes, they would just drop and let it go. But I felt like, I can't do that. I have to show that I can accomplish this stuff. So, yeah.
Is it like the general populace now where, you know, you work up to about the week before the baby's born and then you get 6 weeks off? Or how did that work?
Well, in my case, I worked the day before. I was in the hospital. With you, I was working in the clinic. I was working in the OBGYN clinic, so it wasn't stressful.
And everybody you needed was right there.
Right,
okay.
Right. But we did get time off, correct.
Afterwards, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like I say, otherwise, it was just, it was a job. For me, it was a job, and sometimes I don't even feel like I'd ever been in the service because it was at the hospital and it, no combat and...
So you were happy?
Yes, I was.
Stateside
I was
service, no combat. That,
correct.
That was a
correct.
Pleasant experience
right,
for you.
Right. So my transition was easy. I'd been on the bases for so many years, and then my only fear was that I'd forget to salute an officer because I was, you know, running around on the base without having ever done that. Now I'm in uniform. I got to remember and salute.
That was Air Force veteran Betty Ann Borders and her daughter Judy Atlaw. This conversation took place at WYSO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by RightPat Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.